I see here that there are a lot of worthy organizations receiving a lot of grant money here. Tell me about the overall grants this time around and the process of awarding them, you know, how the recipients are chosen.
Of course, of course. So this $1.2 million is, you know, part of a larger amount that we give out annually, which averages about $60 million a year, thanks to our donors. The process this time, you know, we were still seeing some lingering effects from the pandemic for our nonprofit partners. And what our board decided was, instead of opening a whole new grant application, let's review applications that were submitted through the North Texas CARES portal, which was a shared site with over 30 funders. And we were able to review applications as a group, and nonprofits were able to submit one application to which 30 funders were going to be able to review. So it was really nice. So that's where we tried to get the majority of our applications from, was from that process.
And it really, Brittany, is a wide variety of recipients, sort of an umbrella of organizations in the community.
Correct. So our field of interest grant cycle, which is our spring grant cycle, is made up of 16 different funds that are primarily named after the folks who left us this money and entrusted us to get this money out into the community on a yearly basis. These are endowed funds, and each fund has a specific purpose. So we have to meet the donor's intent.
As you had mentioned, Brittany, I mean, it really illustrates that there is still a great need in our community as a result of this pandemic.
Correct. So this North Texas CARES process, we did two rounds, us and, you know, 30 other funders. And this last round was, the applications were open between August and October, and we did not review applications until February ourselves at the Dallas Foundation. And there was still a huge need, and a lot of organizations still had not received any funding. And so that's why we decided to do that. Now, to date, over $17 million has been funded out of the second round of North Texas CARES, thanks to our North Texas partners, which has been wonderful.
I noticed where there are several recipients who specialize in education who are included here.
That's correct. So, you know, as long as we can meet our donors' intent, we try to focus on a number of different, you know, issue areas. And in the fall of 2019, just before the pandemic hit, our board decided that what was really important was to focus on giving children a strong and healthy start in the community. And so some of our dollars are focused specifically on education and services and programs for the birth to age three group of children in our community. That was one of the areas that our board decided was very important for us to focus on.
And I noticed that one of the biggest grants, if not the largest in this cycle, goes to the Southern Dallas Spay Neuter Project. I know that's been something that's been tackled for quite a while now in that portion of the city. $250,000, that should make a big difference in that effort.
Yes, this is one of our long-term projects that we've been involved with a number of funders. This is year five of this particular phase of the project, I should say. We hit a little bit of a roadblock last year with COVID. A lot of the shelters had to shut down, you know, surgery stopped. But however, we are ramped back up, and $250,000 is really going to help finish out this final year of the project and spay and neuter as many dogs as possible from specific zip codes in the Southern Dallas area.
How many times throughout the year, Brittany, do you guys award another series of grants?
So we have two competitive grant cycles each year. We have a fall grant cycle, and a spring grant cycle. And so our spring grant cycle runs usually from January to June, and our fall then picks up from August to December.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.